Organic foodstuffs are expected to make a big breakthrough onto the Czech market in the next 5 years. In 2005, Czechs spent a total of 350 million crowns, or 15.9 million US dollars, on organic products. And according to estimates, that number could reach 1.3 billion crowns, or nearly 59 million US dollars, by 2011. So what are the challenges for organic producers operating in what is essentially a new market? Linda Maschterlich reports.
According to a recent agricultural ministry survey, a mere 3% of Czech consumers regularly buy products with a bio label. On the other end of the scale, nearly 50% of Czechs are not at all familiar with organic products. Most of those polled cite the popularity of traditional brands and the considerably higher prices of organic goods as reasons for staying away from the new organic trend. Still, according to the Green Marketing Agency, run by Tom Václavík, the Czech market could see a growth of up to 40% per year over the next 5 years. As it stands, statistics show that organic products account for less than 1% of total food consumption in the Czech Republic. Facing an essentially virgin market, organic producers and marketing agencies must still convince Czechs that paying more for organic products is a worthwhile investment. Tom Václavík explains how his agency intends to promote organic products in an upcoming campaign.
We will specifically concentrate on young women and women with children, and we will try to convince them that organic food is good for their health, for the health of their children, and it's good for the environment. And we will use media, we will use television, we will use newspapers and magazines with the message.
Since the prices of organic foods in the Czech Republic are currently 40 to 350% higher than those of conventional products, the pro-organic campaign faces a definite challenge. So, are there any successful homegrown companies dealing in organic products in the Czech Republic? Tom Václavík again.
Yes, there are. There are a few. I can speak, for example, about a company that is producing organic beef. They have large farms, and they're putting organic beef meat into most of the Czech supermarket chains. There is a very successful organic herb tea producer. There are several organic cheese and milk processors and producers, mostly marketing their products locally. There are, of course, a few examples of companies, or better to say, organic farms that are producing organic vegetables and fruits.
And how does the Czech Republic compare to other Central European states when it comes to organic production and consumption?
Czech organic market is probably the most developed. If you look at the retail level, Czech organic food market is definitely the most developed. Polish organic food market is probably bigger, but of course they have almost four times the number of citizens. Compared to Hungary, in Hungary the market is smaller, but their organic processing industry is much more developed because they started much earlier and they have been very good at marketing abroad. But on the other hand, the Hungarian organic producers are exporting 95, maybe even more, products to Western Europe, unless Czech Republic, where most of the local production is spent domestically.
The head of the Green Marketing Agency, Tom Václavík, ending that report by Linda Maschterlich.